Welcome to Two Guys and a Question. Between them, Alan Creedy and Danny Jefferson have almost 100 years hands-on experience with funerals, funeral directors, finance, and real-life situations. Every Tuesday and Thursday, they field questions for more than 1,200 subscribers, hoping to stimulate your thinking and resolve your challenges.
I'm Danny Jefferson.
And I'm Alan Creedy. Danny, today we're going to talk about something that every funeral home used to know, but we've lost it. Somehow it disappeared. And I'm going to use a specific term with you to phrase it so that it's memorable. And what we used to call it is radical hospitality. Now, I know the firm that you started out in, and I know that they practiced radical hospitality. We did too at Brownwind Funeral Home. So what that means is that we had an intentional, well thought through plan to achieve a specific effect. And that effect was to cause anyone, I don't care if it was the UPS driver, or it was family, or it was guests of the family, casual drop-in pre-arrangement, feel welcome.
Wow. That came from, in my case, it came from Al Lineberry Sr.
Right.
He was the epitome of hospitality.
Yeah.
Everybody loved him, and there was a reason for that. He made everybody feel welcome.
Well, and you know, the thing is, there are some people that have the gift of hospitality, and again, I've observed you, and I rarely see an incident when you're with a group of people, whether it be in your funeral home or elsewhere, where you aren't doing something to make them feel more comfortable.
Well, in my world, I call it radar. You can call it,
right.
You know, the hospitality. I'm always aware, and I think that when the Lord made me the way he made me, my hearing loss actually helped me to be more observant.
And probably more compassionate.
Right, because a lot of times I would sit and I would only be watching and paying attention because I couldn't hear anything. And I would have to be more observant about their words or how they said their words.
So let me ask you this. When you go into a restaurant or a store and you need to ask a question or you need some level of service and they ignore you, how does it make you feel?
Well, it makes me feel very uncomfortable. I don't like it.
It makes me angry.
I don't think anybody likes that.
Yeah.
And problem with it is if it's your funeral home, your location, people are going to remember it.
So the concept of radical hospitality ties the concept of being a good host in your home to how you serve the public. So one of the things I love, and I see this, you're not the only one, but you did a couple things with the people who casually came into your funeral home, the UPS driver, the mailman, the flower delivery people, casket delivery people, and so on and so forth. And that was that you made sure they were aware of two things. Number one, you kept a basket of bottled water and a basket of, I think there were power bars, and in the lobby, and they were welcome to them.
Right.
And then secondly, and how amazing is this and how simple and how cheap it is to accomplish, you made them aware that they were welcome to use your restroom.
Every time. We kept the restrooms clean. We kept them stocked. But more importantly, we let people know. I was in Costco the other day. They were selling bananas, a whole bunch of bananas, and I counted them. There were 9 for $1.39.
Wow.
You would never give away 9 bananas in a day,
generally.
But you're going to give away 1 or 2.
So you had bananas and power bars and apples.
Bananas and apples. They're easy. The fruits last. You can buy bananas and put them in there. You can go to the store once a week. It costs nothing. But
I think you told me once that you had a mailman or mailwoman who always came in to use your restroom every time she came to the funeral home.
Locked her truck up out front, came in, used the restroom every day like clockwork.
And so that's simply a matter of courtesy and generosity in many respects and awareness. How about this for a funeral director? An awareness of people's needs.
Well, my mail people, they all need it. FedEx, UPS, the person that delivers your fluid, the big tractor-trailer drivers, even though they come in the back door, you need to let them know that stuff's up front.
Yeah.
Police officers, if they want to fill out their reports, they can park in the back. You want police cars at your location.
Sure
you want people to see them. Now, the mail lady, just a quick story about that. Her mother died. I didn't even know the mail lady's name, except Angelique or whatever it was on the front of her coat. But her mother died and they called my firm. We had service, full traditional, $13,000. Father came back about 6 weeks later, made his prearrangements. They came back and bought a monument, a big monument. I think all total is around $35,000. I can buy a lot of bananas and apples for $35,000.
So what you're saying is what goes around comes around.
It does.
And so the thing about radical hospitality, and that, again, it's an intentional phrase, is to express to your entire staff, including the part-timers, that every single person has a responsibility to make sure that any interaction, and this could include non-funeral home interactions, school meetings, grocery store, so on and so forth, to make people feel that they matter and that they're welcome and that you're aware of their needs. Now, you had a policy relative to when people first entered your funeral home for visitation or an actual funeral service.
Well, it was an awareness factor. It wasn't really a policy. It was just explaining the why that we do things. But usually the people that come from the furthest location are the ones that are usually the earliest at any service.
That makes sense.
Which means that the first thing they want to do when they get there is visit your restrooms. So, and you don't point. You teach the staff never to point. It doesn't matter when that situation is. You simply don't point. Ladies don't like asking men where the restrooms are. You just simply let them know, thank you for being here. Our chapel is to your left. Our restrooms are behind the stairs. And that's all you got to say.
Simple, isn't it?
It's real easy. But the why is even more important.
Okay.
That you teach your staff the why you do these things. That you want them to understand that when people come into the parking lot and they're going to need to park in a certain place, that you don't say you can't park here. You say, if you don't mind, can you park there?
Okay.
And the reason if you don't mind parking there is the family is going to be parking here.
Mm-hmm.
You add the why, and people all of a sudden, they're okay with it.
Yeah.
They're okay. Now, you said something. I saw this book that you had that you got, How to Be a Gentleman or How to Be a Lady or whatever.
Yes, there's two versions. One is How to Be a Gentleman, the second one is How to Be a Lady. And really, thank you for bringing that up because in today's society, and I was kind of at the tail end of it, when I was growing up, you were deliberately taught manners, okay? I don't remember who it was, whether it was school, but there was at least some, and I grew up in a very middle-class community, blue-collar / white-collar and so on. But there was an attempt to teach you manners, all right, including how to eat properly and so on. That's gone. That's absolutely gone. And these two books, How to Be a Gentleman and How to Be a Lady, address that in a very humorous way. I love the way the books are written because it's all kind of tongue-in-cheek. Like, for instance, when a gentleman feels the need to dye his mustache, he shaves his mustache off. So it's really well done, and I used to do an hour long seminar on how to dress, and I used those books. I gave them away. I would just give them to the audience, and some of my audiences actually brought their teenage children, and the teenage children just ate it up. And I would suggest to the funeral home that, and it's very simple, you go to Amazon, How to Be a Gentleman and How to Be a Lady, and I guarantee you, you're going to go and buy copies for your kids because they're really a fun way of addressing what might be a difficult topic. For instance, did you know that you're not supposed to offer to shake a lady's hand unless she offers hers first?
I did know that, and I've taught that.
Yeah.
And one of the things that you're bringing up is those that are listening need to know that they can use these situations to have seminars or speaking engagements or whatever in a church. But the crazy thing is you are probably the only person in your entire community that wears a suit on a regular basis.
Probably true.
And so you should know how to wear it, including your lady staff, the same thing. They should know how to wear it. People need to learn from you. They need to learn other things. The thing that we want you to take home today with this radical hospitality It needs to be a culture within your entire
staff.
Well,
it's intentional, Danny. This is not casual. This is, oh, we're going to be very hospitable. You really have to think through.
Right.
And you have to learn social graces. And people, not everybody knows social graces today, but everybody recognizes it.
They do.
So the part of the intention, there's a dual intention with respect to radical hospitality, if you're going to implement it in your funeral home. And that is, number one, everybody that encounters anybody on your staff says, those are really nice people. Okay?
People are going to recognize it in your community. It needs to be the culture, radical hospitality.
And the second thing that you need is that when somebody thinks of your funeral home, they're going to say, those are really classy people.
Yes, and they're going to remember it. You can do it, and we can help.
Remember to send your questions by clicking the link at www.twoguysandaquestion.com. New questions are answered every Tuesday and Thursday at 4:22 p.m. Eastern Time.